To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning. It is 7:20. It is Hancock and Kelly time. They join us every Sunday morning to talk a little politics. A lot going on right now. Gentlemen, good morning.
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 Well, let's start with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth yesterday launching a full-throated attack on post-Cold War U.S. foreign policy, castigating former presidents and generals by name while declaring an age of American utopian idealism over. It's time for some hard-nosed realism is basically what he's saying. He outlined that different zones of the world would have their superpowers like China, U.S., and Europe. So I don't know if you had a chance to catch this. I'll start with you, John, if you have any thoughts on it.
Well, I mean, it's just wrong. You know, the post-World War II period in world history has been marked by American leadership. And American leadership has gone after and deposed bad dictators around the world. We've cast out people that have taken foreign land aggressively, like we should be doing with Russia in Ukraine right now, but we're not. He's just wrong. And the vision that Pete Hegseth outlined is a vision of a weakened America, a more unstable world, and a world where foreign autocrats are going to feel free to roam and take and pillage.
But at the same time, he's saying it's time for some hard-nosed realism as opposed to idealism. I don't understand the dichotomy there.
Pete Hegseth is not a serious actor. He's not a thoughtful leader. He's completely ill-equipped to be the Secretary of Defense. And I think, you know, it's, and he probably has committed war crimes with these gunboat attacks. So, you know, I can't take him seriously.
Michael, do you have any thoughts here?
The defense ref, I completely agree with the case that John just made there. And it's sad to watch what's happening to our leadership in the world and this idea of just surrendering. I want to be in a world that the United States leads it, not one where we take a back seat. And I completely agree with everything John just said.
What do you think about the gunboat attacks and the idea that the Trump administration is trying to enforce something on these drug runners?
I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think they're looking for regime change. They're using this idea of the drug boats as a camel's nose into the tent. I don't understand the long-term goal here, but it appears as though this is some desire of Marco Rubio. It's sad to see what's happening to the American military and the leadership under President Trump.
I can't imagine going to war with a country like Venezuela. I don't even know what that would look like, but I'm not sure it would go very well for either side for different reasons. But what do you guys think?
Well, you're looking at the middle of the 19th century, where the U.S. decided we wanted to take some land, and so we went to war with Mexico. In this case, the U.S. decides we want to take some oil. Now, I will say this. Nicolas Maduro is a malign dictator. I mean, he has not been a benefit to his country. He is aligned with China and Russia and Iran, who, by the way, aren't coming to his defense right now, interestingly enough. But, yeah, I think the drug boat attacks are designed to get us into a conflict with Venezuela that is designed to drive Maduro out of power, and ultimately, I think, designed for the U.S. to take control of a very oil-rich country.
Today is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, and it's the 84th. There won't be many people around to remember it in person anymore, unfortunately, so we have to make sure we get our oral histories in order. But for both of you, any thoughts about that, remembering that? I mean, thinking about that in the context of American history?
Yeah, let me hop in here first, because Hancock's the historian, and I was fortunate enough to go out to Pearl Harbor in my lifetime a couple of times and see what happened there and the sacrifice that American men and women made. It really changed the direction. That particular attack turned the United States into a somewhat passive leader to the world's leader. Couple that with maybe one of the most powerful speeches of all time. December 7th is a day that will live in infamy, and I'm grateful for everyone who's sacrificed for our country.
I didn't know you had gone there. I appreciate that perspective. John, I know you are the historian.
Well, you know, Pearl Harbor really does mark the beginning of America's preeminence as the world leader, certainly the leader of the free world. And we stood from that time in 1941 until now as the bulwark for the world against communism, dictatorship, oppression. And we were a destination of refugees, of exiles, of people who are being persecuted. And in some kind of sense, December 7th ought to resonate with Americans and I hope wake us up.
Final thoughts. The legislative session gets underway next month. Just an open-ended question. Anything you're looking forward to or thinking about in terms of that? Michael, I'll start with you.
Yeah, at least from a Missouri perspective, we're getting ready to go into that wacky time where people start to run for election. So a lot of the legislation that we see is performative. I hope that's not the case. But I don't anticipate that we're going to see much substantive stuff come out of Jefferson City, as most of these folks are just going to be trying to set themselves up to run for reelection.
Yeah, the midterms next year. Hancock, final thoughts.
The governor's got a very ambitious plan to eliminate the income tax in Missouri. It's going to be tricky, and it's going to be a real test of his leadership. And I'm going to be watching that with a whole lot of, you know, anticipation.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, gentlemen, have a good Sunday.
Blessings.
It is Total Information AM Sunday for this December 7th. Coming up, we will have a chat with Joe Pott. Tom Ackerman is off today because he was at the game last night, Indiana-Ohio State, and I'm sure he was reveling far into the night. But we'll talk to Joe in just a few minutes. We'll get your weather forecast and news here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.